This is an email from Stacy Brayuka, Squirrel Wrangler. I guide humans to wrangle their inner squirrels so they can live in peace and joy. And as of October 21st, 2024, I am introducing everyone to Stacy version 5.6. This recording is the basis for an email to my audience describing to them what Stacy version 5.6 is and why I did why I changed from being 55 years old on Monday to being version 5.6 of myself. One reason is that I have realized that as humans we grow and change dynamically on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, and sometimes it takes years for us to make changes in ourselves that we actually would like to make. Change doesn't have to be scary. It actually is exciting. As a matter of fact, excitement and anxiety both feel the same in our bodies. We just describe them differently, whether we're worried about things and we're in anxiety mode, or whether we are excited about our change and we're in excitement mode. Given that, what is the last thing you had that happened to you that was exciting or anxious? Think about what that felt like in your body. Think about, where did you feel it in your body? What kind of feeling was it? Was it jittery? Was it light and airy? Was it hard like a pit of your stomach? Was it tingly all over your body? Was it your feet falling asleep? Any number of feelings that we have in our body can let us know as a communication from our unconscious mind on what's going on with ourselves. And sometimes what's going on underneath the surface that we don't think about and we might not realize. Our unconscious mind is like a key to our heart. It's a key to where we really, really want to be. Not just where we think society wants us to be or where the boss wants us to be at work or what thing we have to get done for our kids today or what meal we're going to make for dinner, or, oh my gosh, do I even have groceries for dinner? So, given those things, what have you felt in your body that created anxiety? And was it really anxiety, or could it have been excitement in disguise? And in that, if it was excitement in disguise, what would you do with it next? Or how would you transform the thing that worried you into something that excites you? Now, I'm going to circle back to version 5.6 of Stacy, because I wasn't real excited about becoming 56 years old. Now, mind you, not for being old or having any issues there. I quite like my 50s. They've been enlightening. They've been very enlightening. And what I think it was a shift in how I think about myself. Not necessarily a shift in whether I wanted to be 56 years old, because frankly, that part didn't matter. But what did and does matter is that I am leveling up. That every time you do something new, a new experiment, a new excitement, a new experience in life. And I'll use a phrase that my friend RJ uses a lot, and that's about, you know, everything being an experiment. So let's try this experiment. So my experiment is Stacy version 5.6, and it's going to be Stacy version 5.6.1 soon. What you will see in Stacy version 5.6.1 is emails from Stacy. It's podcast episodes. It's more communications about what's going on in my world that you might want to know about. Things like the Vital Spark Assessment, things like the Spiral Dynamics Assessments, and how those can help your team, help you lead yourself and or help you lead your team or group of people better. Version 5.6.2 or 3 may come rushing after that, or they might be farther ahead. But I'm listening to my unconscious mind. I'm listening to those feelings in my body, and I'm listening to what is coming at me that needs to come out next. What version of Stacy do I need to share with the world next? And so you're hearing the first episode of that right now. And I want you to think about, if you were to feel something in your body or in your mind about what your future would look like, if you were to imagine what your future would look like in your next version of yourself, what is it you see with your eyes? What is it you're hearing with your ears? What is it you taste with your mouth? What is it you're feeling in your body or feeling with your hands? What is it you're smelling with your nose? Describe all of those things to yourself and just close your eyes and see what's inside your mind. And you are imagining your next experience and your next experiment in life. I would love to hear what it is. What version are you on today?